I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Did you ever hear of the DNR's coordination unit? Well, chances are, unless you've needed an environmental permit, you probably haven't. But they are a critical cog in protection of our wildlife resources. We'll talk a little more about the work they do in a moment. When somebody wants to engage in a project that'll disturb natural resources, they need a permit. And to gauge the impact of that permit on wildlife, the state calls on the DNR, where the coordination unit is the frontline office for the job. Danny Bennett is its director.
Our basic premise is to coordinate the agency's response to actions, whether that's a Clean Water Act permit action, a NEPA action, National Environmental Policy Act, or comments that we get. So instead of a individual on a Clean Water Act permit getting a response from fisheries, getting a response from game, getting a response from diversity, what my unit does is gather all those responses together so that the applicant or who we're sending that response to gets one letter from DNR and not multiple.
Any and all projects or project progress typically require impacting natural resources. Projects large and small are evaluated by the unit, and right now they have about 50 under consideration.
We do everything from, you know, the mom and pop that needs to put a culvert across, a little intermittent stream to get to their house, to, you know, the pipelines and the major bridge projects, and a little bit of everything in between.
And the task requires a sense of balance, and most of the time folks are mad at you about something, but that's the nature of the beast.
When I first started the agency 20 years ago, I was told if everybody is just a little bit mad at me, I'm probably doing a good job.
So how do you balance the environment with development?
That's a tough one. It's on a case-by-case basis. We're always going to lean toward, toward the environment. But it's a tough case. And we really don't set any policy. We're not doing policy. We're following the letter of the law.
And a lot of it comes through mitigation banks created in 2008 in legislation aimed at coordinating the reparations for damage done with that development.
A private individual, develops a very large project, okay, that can cover thousands of linear feet of stream. And what we do is you take the condition of the stream as it exists now. They will do reclamation, they will do improvements, they will do a number of things to increase the ecological value of that stream.
So even though you may not have heard about them, the DNR's coordination unit is always working to give the very best interests of the critters at the forefront of any project and the impact it'll have on the habitat in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.